Congress helped set the stage for a 1% pay raise for federal employees next year, despite some recent historical trends. The House and Senate versions of a government spending bill don't guarantee a salary bump, but they don't prohibit one either. The House has already approved a 1.8% pay raise for military service members in 2015. Katie Maddox is the Government Affairs Representative for the Federal Managers Association. She's here with us to talk about the chances of seeing a pay raise next year, and we'll also get to a couple other federal workforce issues as well. Hi there, Katie. Thanks for coming back. Going good. So obviously this probably shouldn't be a trigger for folks to go out and make any major purchases, but 1% at least gets feds a little closer to the rate of inflation. Are you optimistic at least that level of increase is close to a done deal?
I mean, unfortunately, it's one of those things that because nothing is being said outright, we're just crossing our fingers and hoping it just goes through without that much fanfare. Unfortunately, it is one of those situations where as long as nothing happens, we'll see a 1%. FMA is a little upset that we're not on parity with military. We're delighted that military personnel are seeing a 1.8% raise, but it would be nice if everyone within who served the federal government got that as well. As you know, feds didn't receive a raise between 2010 and 2014. However, military personnel received raises of 1.6% in 2012, and then 1.7% in 2013, and 1% in 2014. So it's unfortunate that there isn't parity between both groups that serve the country. Both civilian employees and military take the same oath of office, and you would think there would be some equality between the two.
Right, and again, the House version of the bill is not exactly a full-throated endorsement of a pay raise, but they didn't block it. What they did block, reading some of the coverage here, is pay raises for senior political appointees next year. Any sense of how many of your members that would affect and put back into pay freeze territory?
Honestly, with FMA members, we only do... We have maybe a handful of members of the senior executive service. That's more senior executives associations bag. But it's unfortunate that they're being targeted because of the actions of a few.
And quickly, on some other parity issues, moving beyond pay, you're also tracking a couple issues that deal with how civilian employees are treated compared to military members in some sort of non-monetary ways. Let's start with the Civilian Service Recognition Act, which Congress passed to allow family members of civilian feds who die in the line of duty to be presented with an American flag. That was 3 years ago, and we're still waiting for a final rule from OPM. From what you know, how are agencies dealing with that in the absence of a rule?
Right now, we're just waiting to hear what the regulations are going to be, how people who have given their lives in service are going to be honored. It's unfortunate that OPM has really dragged their feet on this, and we're still waiting to see what happens. I mean, a lot of people take a huge risk in the public service, and it's not just those in DOD. It's members of the Park Service, Border Patrol, firefighters that, you know, work all over the country, and they deserve to be honored.
Yeah, 3,000 civilian feds over the past 20 years, according to some reporting from my colleague Jack Moore earlier this year. So, but my understanding also is that agencies can, now that this law exists, issue flags even without that specific guidance from OPM. Have you seen any evidence that that's happening, or even anecdotally?
I have not heard of anything. That doesn't mean that it's not happening, but it's always just nice to, you know, get some direction from OPM heads saying this is what we need to do, just that total agency and across the federal government recognition of, you know, the sacrifices that federal employees make.
And finally, in our last minute here, let's try and hit briefly on the Federal Employee Combat Zone Tax Parity Act, another civilian military parity issue. What's involved here?
Oh, so currently, military and contractor personnel do not pay federal taxes as soon as they step into a combat zone, but that is not the case for federal employees. I mean, civilians work right alongside military personnel risking their lives, but sometimes they're only guaranteed hazard pay, but that's not always the case. And we just like to see some parity between all groups involved, all of those brave men and women serving overseas in very dangerous situations, and making sure that they are all honored and given the benefits that they have all earned.
And is it more of a it's the right thing to do issue, or
is there
evidence that this is impacting, you know, recruitment and retention for those overseas jobs?
I would say both. It's the right thing to do, but yeah, it's definitely recruitment as well. It's hard to say. To tell one federal employee, well, you're not going to get the same benefits as someone, you know, in a private contracting firm. So it's just one of those things, how to get people to volunteer to serve in these combat zones. And so we hope to see it move forward in the House.